Parliament Sunday Chanda has initiated legal proceedings for judicial review against the Zambia Environmental Management Agency and the Water Resources Management Authority over the failure to prevent gold mining pollution of the Kanchivia and Lutikila rivers in Mpika district. Mr. Chanda said the rivers, which serve as vital water sources for thousands of residents, have suffered ongoing contamination despite repeated community complaints and environmental warnings. He has accused Zema and Wama of failing to take timely or adequate action to prevent their environmental degradation or safeguard public health. Mr. Chanda has further stated that the legal challenge seeks to compel the two agencies to fulfill their mandates under the Environmental Management Act and the Water Resources Management Act, and to hold accountable all parties responsible for the pollution. The Department of Immigration has refuted allegations made by governance activist Isaac Mwanza, who claimed that the department had detained Zambian-born children as illegal immigrants. In a statement, Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka has clarified that the individuals referred to by Mr. Mwanza are not Zambian citizens, but Rwandan refugees in possession of valid refugee identity cards. Mr. Nshinka has explained that the two were among 11 individuals apprehended on Friday, 25th July 2025, during a routine compliance operation conducted by the Chongwe Immigration Office. He said the duo was found working in a grocery store without the required immigration permits in contravention of Zambia's immigration laws. Mr. Nshinka has further criticized Mr. Mwanza for failing to verify the facts before issuing public statements, noting that this is not the first time the activist has released inaccurate and misleading claims against the department. Go Back to the Land Zambia has raised concern over the delayed disbursement of loans under the Sustainable Agricultural Financing Facility for the 2024-2025 farming season, warning that the setbacks are negatively impacting farmer productivity and threatening national food security. Organization Executive Director Cyprian Piri has revealed that many small and medium scale farmers have struggled to repay their loans on time due to the late release of funds, which left them with insufficient time to adequately prepare for planting. Mr. Piri said the delays have led to poor yields, disrupted farm planning, and overall reduced productivity in the sector. He has since urged the government to establish a robust monitoring and accountability mechanism to ensure that financing under SAF reaches intended beneficiaries promptly and without bureaucratic delays.
As an organization that promotes sustainable agriculture and rural empowerment, we are deeply concerned that unless these systematic financing delays are addressed, they'll continue to cripple the growth of Zambia's agriculture sector and trap farmers in a cycle of debt and poverty. We therefore call upon the Minister of Agriculture and all partner financial institutions holding memorandum of understanding with the government to expedite the loans disbursement process in the coming 2025-2026 crop season. Early financing allows farmers to plan ahead, procure inputs on time, and plant at the optimal period.
The Healthcare Federation of Zambia has raised concerns over a significant gap in policy implementation. Federation Chairperson Dr. Shailen Desai has revealed that although government had previously announced that health institutions would be exempt from power cuts, ZESCO has since clarified that the exemption applies only to public health facilities, leaving private institutions vulnerable and without the same level of protection. Dr. Desai has emphasized the negative impact of ongoing load shedding on private health institutions, noting that the unstable power supply has severely disrupted operations across the sector, making it increasingly difficult for private facilities to function effectively. He has said as a result, many private healthcare providers have been compelled to invest in costly alternative power solutions such as generators and solar systems.
The power situation has affected private health facilities a lot. the government had said that health institutions should not have power cuts. We had spoken to ZESCO in different ways from different towns. We were told, no, that is just for the public sector facilities. So private sector had to look for alternate ways. A lot have invested in generators, invested in solar, but it's a massive cost. So what is happening is we pass this cost on to the client, and it's becoming more expensive for clients to access healthcare. Things are becoming very hard. The power supply has affected us negatively a lot.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority says it has made significant progress in the implementation and enhancement of the smart invoicing system aimed at modernizing tax administration and promoting compliance. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the authority is leveraging evolving digital technologies and system integration to deliver a more efficient, reliable and user-friendly invoicing platform. Mr. Nzala said as of July 2025, more than 36,650 taxpayers across various tax categories had registered for smart invoicing, transmitting over 84.8 million invoices. He has stated that of these, 18,266 are value-added tax registered taxpayers, accounting for over 83.8 million invoices.
As an authority, we have made significant progress in the implementation and enhancement of the smart invoice system as a tool for modernizing tax administration, but most importantly, promoting compliance, especially for types of taxes such as the value-added tax, among other tax types. We are consistently modernizing, you know, our digital platforms, systems, and integration capabilities so that we provide for a more efficient, reliable, and user-friendly invoicing system. We know that there have been teething problems, but as an authority, what we've done is to ensure that we continue receiving feedback from our taxpayers regarding the concerns and challenges that they might face or they are facing in the process of implementing the smart invoice system.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Cameroon's opposition leader Maurice Kamto has been excluded from the list of candidates in the 12 October presidential election. Only 13 of the 83 names submitted to the country's electoral body, ELECAM, were accepted. Kamto came second in the 2018 elections amid allegations of fraud. The BBC has more.
State media in Malaysia are reporting that the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia will come to Malaysia on Monday to discuss the conflict on the Thai-Cambodian border. When asked about the Malaysian report, the Thai Foreign Ministry said it initiated discussions after President Trump's intervention on Saturday. Responding to Mr. Trump's calls for a ceasefire, Thailand's acting Prime Minister Phumthan Wichayachai insisted talks cannot begin while Cambodia targets Thai civilians. Rebels have killed more than 20 people in an attack on a church in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Members of the Allied Democratic Forces opened fire on worshippers at a Roman Catholic church in Ituri province early on Sunday. A local group reported finding three charred bodies after nearby homes and shops were set ablaze. At least six people have been killed and 25 others injured in a crush at a Hindu temple in northern India. Thousands of people had gathered in the city of Haridwar at the popular Mansa Devi temple.
The Hot FM Sports News.
New Arsenal striker Victor Gyokeres was introduced to the crowd in Singapore, while 15-year-old Max Dalman once again impressed as the Gunners beat Newcastle 3-2 in pre-season. Gyokeres completed a move worth up to £64 million to the Gunners from Sporting on Saturday and waved to fans from the pitch before kickoff. However, the Arsenal fans inside the National Stadium did not get long to enjoy the moment as Anthony Elanga scored his first goal in Newcastle colours with a scuffed effort from Sandro Tonali, picked him out inside the box in the 6th minute. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories.